It's never this nice during the weekend. And I'm pleased to be joined by City of Rome Mayor Jim Brown. How are you?
Good, Mark. Mark, you think maybe we could get 3 days in a row with sunlight?
Just once. Just once I want days in a row. Especially for the 4th of July coming up, the weekend's coming up.
You know, I was in Japan when I was in the military, and it was, I think it's like the monsoon, so I could grow rice in my backyard, you know?
How is the weather better in Rome? I mean, sometimes it's drastically different than when we get here.
Yeah, it does. It fluctuates a little. Sometimes, you know, you're nicer here. Or we have the rain, or we're having the rain. There must be some front that goes right across the 49.
My fiance works in Rome, and we live in Utica. So I know Utica forecast, you know, like the back of my hand. So I'll tell her, she goes, well, what's the weather supposed to be like? And I'll tell her, she goes, and she's like, all right. So then the next day, it's totally different. She goes, you have no idea what you're talking about. It was raining. You said it was sunshine. I go, it didn't rain a drop in Utica. She goes, it rained all day in Rome. But anyway. So how are things in Rome?
Good overall, Mark.
You recently wrote a letter to the governor about the Marcy, closing down the Marcy Correctional Facility.
Yeah, we... As you know, they're going through the whole budget process, and they're looking at possibility of some prisons closing, and we might be on the radar screen. So we can't really, Mark. With the devastation that we've had way back in '95 with Griffiths Tech, you know, the old Air Force base closing, we can't afford really not to lose one job, but to lose a half a job. So we wanted to stay on top of it, and hopefully the governor will look in. Evaluate the impacts on some of the smaller communities upstate, and we'll be able to, you know, save the prison.
Yeah, it mirrors really almost directly what happened with the closing down of the base, and that was a big blow for the area, not just for Rome, but for all
the
of
whole region.
County,
We're talking military and civilians, over 6,500 jobs, and I have to say, overall, since the Air Force base closed, and you take a look at Griffiths Technology Park today, over 6,000 jobs, opportunities over there, but it's taken years to get us there. And then, we've gone through some tough times recently with, Rite Aid Distribution Center closing. Yeah. That was 388 jobs, and that it takes a long period of time to recoup those type of jobs, especially those jobs are paying probably, $18, $19 an hour.
Yeah, those are quality-paying jobs. They weren't just, your minimum wage jobs that have a high turnover rate. Those people were there for a long time.
Absolutely. You know, I know Senator Griffo is working hard to stay on top of it, and Senator Valesky. So hopefully with their political pull down there, we can save one.
A lot of people don't realize that some of our top politicians in the area came right from Rome.
Jerry Farini.
Yeah.
And Joe Griffo.
Who else? Ray Meyer before
Ray
that.
Meyer.
Yeah.
Right. Rowan DeCito.
Rome's a hotbed for the political elite in the United County. You got any aspirations, Senator, Congressman James Brown?
No, Mark. I just want to work hard this year, get reelected, and then that might be the end of Jim Brown's political career.
Yeah, that's it, huh? City of Rome. That's not bad, though. Rome mayor, it's quite a large city.
Well, we got 33,000, 34,000 people. And you know the thing too, when you're at local politics, that's really where you can make the impact with the constituent, the person that's paying the bills day in and day out.
So you're up for re-election. You don't have really a candidate yet that you'll be running against. Well, it's complicated, and you're kind of getting into it off the air. What's the political scene? You're endorsed by the Republican, Independents, and Conservatives.
Well, there's not going to be an endorsement by the Republican Party. There's some legal issues that are going on right now, and some interpretation of some bylaws that were changed. That's in federal court right now in Binghamton, and the next court date is the first week of August. And as you know, the petitions have to be in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Republican Committee in Rome is going to be able to endorse any candidate. Joe Fusco, who's a conservative, we were lucky enough, though, to get the conservative endorsement in Oneida County. So he's going to have to run a primary against me on the conservative line. And right now we're out getting signatures for the independence line. So it looks like we should be in pretty good shape, Mark.
Do you like knocking on doors, doing the door-to-door petitions?
That's the only way you win elections. I look back in 2003 when I was a newcomer in the political system, and that's how we won it. one door at a time, talking to as many people as you can to get your platform and what you see, your vision for the city.
How different are things since you got into politics?
I have to say, Mark, overall, the team of people that we put together over the last 8 years has probably accomplished more than it's been accomplished in 100 years. I could go project after project. Right now in New York State, we're a model for brownfield development.
Yeah.
The American Alloy building off East Dominick Street was the first project on a brownfield that we were able to get funding through New York State Restore Grants. There was three of them, and we capitalized on every one of them. You get down to the Rome Cable site off Erie Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We just took a building down, about almost 8 to 9 acres, shovel-ready.
Wow.
We're ready to clean up another building. That's going to give us 50 acres of developmental land right back to the canal. And we have had an end user with us from the beginning. It's been over 4 years. So that's the key to these grants, is finding these partners in the private mm-hmm. sector. Because the name of the game today is the government-private sector partnerships, really, to get these things off the ground. And that's when they start to rate these grants, when they do see that type of participation, even with other municipalities. That's how you get the grants.
And you guys are going real green, too. You guys are making a very concentrated effort.
Very, very concentrated effort through Diane Shoemaker in Department of Economic Development, Chris Mercurio. Just got a grant. We're going to be putting 8 charging stations in throughout the city. We just went through the Board of Investment and Contract. We're going to be purchasing a couple electric cars for the police department to reduce costs and go green. We had a NYSERDA grant, which we didn't have to match, which is unusual when you get grants, for $250,000, where we're going to be putting a solar panel on City Hall, a solar panel on Kennedy Arena. That's our ice arena that we had, that we restored a couple years ago.
Beautiful now. You got the restorations that were over at Kennedy.
We're in phase two over there, and we had some money left over on another grant where we're going to do another type panel on the parking garage. So, and the thing is that's what we want to be known for. We're very, very close to getting the last part of the financing for Tamarack Electric Boat Company. That's going to be, they have 88 orders right now. They're going right down off Bellamy Harbor Park and the old Mosca storage building. And along with that, I know you remember Matt Driscoll, who was the mayor of Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Matt's working for an agency that helps funding, and we have some money that he has secured for us to put a public parking area and another dock system right off of where this Tamarack Electric Boat Company is going to be. So it's all tying in. I think that's the niche that we're looking for, Mark, is that, green, the future, because this is where the future is going, alternative energy and, reducing costs as best we can.
Can you do me a favor? I'm asking one thing from you, Mayor Brown, is can you get Mazzaferro's Meat Market to open up in a Utica location?
Well,
that's the one thing I miss about living in Rome.
I do have a direct contact with Mazzaferro's Market. Since John Mazzaferro was the president of the Common Council, longest elected official.
Great man, too.
35 years. Well, they're related, so maybe if I talk to President Mazzaferro, we could even do something in this bank building for
you.
I think I could kick somewhere downstairs.
Yeah, I'll move somebody out of their office up here if we get it. That is my favorite spot to go for food and for meat. One thing I miss about Rome the most, everybody says, you used to live in Rome. What do you miss the most? I say Mazzaferro's Meat Market, hands down.
Yeah, they do a good job.
And we got Nicky Doodles, too. Well, we got them expanded out to Utica.
Nicky Doodles, Tim Toomey, happens to be one of my best friends. Matter of fact, in 2003, when I kicked my campaign off, right on Erie Boulevard at Nicky Doodles, and since that point, he has a Nicky Doodles in Verona.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Nicky Doodles now on Upper Genesee Street. And he also bought I don't know the name of it, but the ice cream,
the old Frosties
in New Hartford Shopping Center. He bought that.
Biggest sundaes I've ever. Yeah. I ordered one the other day, and it was like the size of my head. I can't get enough of it.
It's nice because it's a family owned business, and his son moved back. He was in Ohio. He has his other son Nick in it, and his wife Debbie, and so they're doing a great job. I think that'll be franchised someday.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you'll see it in California, Florida, all over the place. Now, another Roman that has made national headlines is the Rapid Roman, Richie Evans.
Rapid Roman.
He was inducted into the... He will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yeah, in January, he'll be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So, last week, we had his three daughters, and we had a proclamation for him down at the Rome Sports Hall of Fame at Erie Canal Village. You know, before I came up, Mark, I was just looking at some of the stats on... This guy's a legend.
You know, I never knew much about him. I remember hearing the name every now and then, but I really never knew too much about Richie Evans.
He won, like, 9 modified titles in 13 years. He's got 8 straight records from 1978 to 85. 475 racing victories.
Ooh, wow.
An astounding 37 victories out of 60 races in 19. That was in 1970. 26 point titles at 11 tracks, and then he was named the NASCAR's all time top modified driver in 2003. And the funny thing, Mark, about to this day they continually you hear stories about Richie Evans and the impact that he made in his sport, and to have a city the size of ours. And sometime, Mark, you'll have to come down. We'll have to do a show at the Rome Sports Hall of Fame
and see some
of the athletes that,
unbelievable.
That we put out in a city that's 34,000 population. It's
funny. I was just talking about Archie Sinfrocco with
Archie,
my intern.
Right?
We were talking about baseball players that came throughout the area, and Archie Sinfrocco was my number one guy.
Yeah,
that I remember him and Mark Lemke from White's World. But yeah, Archie and
you got the Sestito brothers in hockey.
Great guys, yeah.
John Dominic is a good friend of mine, played for Syracuse, played pro football. You know, it goes on and on. It'll be interesting to go down there sometime.
Yeah. You guys, something must be going on in the city of Rome, because whenever you talk to somebody that grew up in the city of Rome, loves the city of Rome, and that's all they love. They love the city of Rome. It seems like it's a very family-oriented city.
You know, it's a... Really, it's a city of history.
Yeah,
and it's like a family. You know, it would take you years, Mark, because I'm not a real Roman. I was back in 2003. I'm campaigning. I'm talking to this individual. He says, "Jimmy, he says you got to understand something." He says, "I'm really not a real Roman." I says, "What are you talking about?" He says, "I've only been here 50 years." So I says, "No, that probably qualifies."
Yeah.
But it's that type of tradition, that type of family. Family values, I think, that we have in our city. And I'll tell you, Mark, right now, there's no doubt in my mind that we could bring back 100-120 kids in their 30s now that have graduated from college and have a profession. Now they have kids and they want to get closer to their families.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole key in this region. And I know we talk and talk and talk about it is creating that opportunities, because these kids would move back, Mark.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm in that generation where, you know, we're out of college and now we're just getting our professional lives going and, raising families. And a number of my friends have moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and want to come back and raise a family. And they're just looking for that opportunity and kind of biding their time to do it.
Yeah.
So
I think, you know, I think the opportunities is just, you know, I'm not being a real politician, being a business guy. It's something you got to go to work. You got to work on it every day. And what we have to do as elected officials is we have to create the opportunities. We have to lower the cost of doing business in New York State to create that situation where businesses can come in and hire. Government doesn't, we're not in the hiring business.
Right.
We're in the business of creating a competitive environment for businesses to come in and hire individuals. So it's a lifetime process.
What do you think of the property tax cap at 2%?
Well, Mark, I'll just give you our track record. In 8 years, this is city taxes, we've raised taxes less than 2%.
That is astounding.
Now, the problem is going to lie on this 2% cap is in the mandate that in our New York State retirement system. Last year, 2010, we have to write a check in February for $2.7 million.
Mm.
Well, this year, it went up $500,000. In 2012, it's going up $900,000.
Wow.
The only benefit to that is you can amortize that for over 10 years. So if we don't get some type of relief in New York State retirement, it's going to be a difficult task. And it's going to be in Oneida County, it's going to be a difficult task, especially when you look at Medicaid and what they have to pay in New York State retirement. So without some type of relief, Mark, there's going to have to be some drastic decisions made, especially when it comes to the services that we deliver day in and day out. So it's going to be very interesting, especially, Mark, with the school systems.
Yeah, their school systems are really going to be the ones that get hit by this. And I just don't see what the solution is.
The solution is that there's going to have to be drastic cuts. And when you look at drastic cuts, that means positions.
Yep. Right? Yeah, unfortunately.
People.
Yeah.
So when I just sat here talking to you about creating opportunities, and now we're in a state of New York where we have to eliminate positions. So it's a catch-22.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a trying time for everybody
Absolutely.
In the area coming up. And the you guys got so much going on this summer. The Canal Fest down there that's going on.
The Canal Fest.
Looking forward to that.
Looking at my can. You know, our big day is July 30th. That's Honor America.
Honor America's Days, yeah.
And there's going to be a dedication to God Rest His Soul. Probably one of the greatest guys I ever met is Chris DeStito. So there's
really.
At the end of West Dominick Street, there's going to be they're going to have a bench and a plaque, or you know, they're working.
He was very instrumental in everything, the community. He pretty much started it, right?
He basically started with Carl Eilenberg.
Another gem from Rome, New York.
Yeah,
I always forget about Carl, the longtime voice of the Dome.
Voice of the Dome.
You'll never meet a more interesting guy than Carl
very
Eilenberg.
Interesting.
And he loves to run.
Yeah,
I was just driving commercials.
And I was a runner, so I used to run with him.
You run now?
No.
Too busy.
My back.
I say the same thing. I would run, but I got a bum knee.
I really do. I probably did 14, 15 Boilermakers.
Really?
I went back. I don't like to talk about my times, Mark, but I think the best time I ever had, because I was a runner in school, I think it was a 58:43. So,
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
That was pretty good.
Mayor Brown, thanks so much for coming in.